Title: Dubstab Send Rides by Phrase Intermediate. Alright, let's get into a super practical drum and bass automation move that instantly makes your track feel more pro. Dubstab Send Rides by Phrase. In Rolling D-Den-B, a dubstab is often not that complicated. It might be the basic chord stab, maybe even a one-shot, but what makes it feel alive is that it doesn't just sit there. It moves through space at the right moments. And the key phrase there is at the right moments. Instead of leaving delay and reverb on all the time and washing out your groove, we're going to treat FX like punctuation. Tight and dry in the main pocket, then at the end of a phrase, you throw it into space, let it bloom, and snap it back. Classic Dubwise energy, jungle attitude, and it still hits hard. By the end of this lesson, you'll have one dub stab track, two return tracks, one for dub delay, one for dub reverb, and you'll automate the sends so the throws happen at the ends of 4, 8, and 16 bar phrases. And if you want extra sauce, we'll do a quick feedback ride in the delay return for that dub engineer at the desk moment. First, set the context so the automation actually makes musical sense. Put your project around 172 to 176 BPM. And I recommend you get at least rough drums and bass playing first, even if they're placeholders. Because send rides are not a sound design in a vacuum thing. They're a mixing and arrangement move. The whole point is, the space should serve the groove, not compete with it. Now let's make, or choose, a dub stab. Fast option. Use an audio sample. Create an audio track. Drop in a chord stab. Set warp to beats. Preserve transients, and make sure it's snapping tight to the grid. If you want MIDI control, you can drag it into simpler, or slice it to a new MIDI track, either works. Clean option. Make a synth stab. Create a MIDI track. Load Ableton Wave Eatable. Start simple. A saw wave, maybe 2 to 4 voices. A little detune. Then filter it with a low-pass 24 dB filter, and set the cutoff somewhere around 300 Hz up to maybe 1.5 kHz depending on how bright you want it. Then shape the amp envelope. Short decay. Low sustain. You want it to hit and get out of the way, because the delay and verb are going to do the tail job later. Now for instant dub harmony. Add the chord MIDI effect. A nice starting voicing is plus 7 semitones and plus 10 semitones. That gives you a minor 7-ish color that just screams dub and jungle without being too happy. And then, lightly saturate. Ableton saturator, drive around 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. Don't go crazy yet, we're trying to make it speak, not shred your mix. Rhythm tip before we move on. Place your stabs in the gaps. Offbeats, syncopation, little pockets around the snare. Think of the stab as a conversation with the drums. If your snare is the statement, the stab is the response that teases the next bar. Okay, now we build the space using return tracks. Create return track A, and this is your dub delay. Put echo on it. Turn sync on. For timing, try 1/8 dotted if you want that classic bounce, or 1/4 if you want something more spacious and obvious. Set feedback somewhere safe to start, say 25 to 45%. Then add a little movement. Wobble around 5 to 15%. You don't need noise unless you really want texture. You can keep it off for clean control. Now filter the delay. This is important in DNB. High pass the delay somewhere around 250 to 500 Hz so it doesn't smear your sub and kick pocket. And low pass it around 4 to 7 kHz so it stays darker than your hats and cymbals. The goal is, your delay sits in the mid-range and feels like depth, not like extra brightness. And remember, on a return track, echo should be 100% wet, because the dry signal is already on your stab track. After echo, add auto filter. You can use band pass for that talking dub vibe, or low pass for dark control. We'll automate this later if you want movement in the tails. Optional but helpful. Add a compressor after that, just to catch peaks if you start riding feedback later. Nothing heavy, ratio 2:1, fast attack. Medium release. This is just a seatbelt. Now create return track B. This is your dub verb. Add hybrid reverb if you have it. If not, Ableton reverb works fine. Choose a plate or a room style. Set decay around 1.2 to 2.8 seconds. In drum and bass, you usually want it shorter than dub techno because the groove is so fast. Add a little pre-delay 10 to 30 milliseconds, so your stab keeps its punch and the verb doesn't swallow the transient. Set the reverb to 100% wet since it's a return. Then EQ it. High pass around 200 to 400 Hz. If it gets boxy, dip a bit around 300 to 600. And if it's too shiny, low pass gently around 8 to 12 kHz. Again, we're building a darker space behind a bright drum kit. Optionally, Add a tiny bit of saturation after the reverb, 1 to 3 dB of drive. This thickens the tail and makes it feel more like a layer instead of a generic reverb. Now route your stab into the returns. On the dubstab track, set send A and send B to minus infinity to start off. This part matters. Your default state should be dry authority. Then you choose when to throw. Also, do a quick cleanup on the stab track itself. Put an EQ8 on it and high pass somewhere around 150 to 300 HC. The exact number depends on the stab, but in DNB, you want to protect the low end for the bass and kick. And if your stab is wide and messy, put utility at the end and narrow it a bit. Even pulling width down to 80 to 120% can make your center feel stronger. Here's the mindset: stable center in the dry sound, width in the returns. Now we're at the main technique: automate send rides by phrase. Go to arrangement view. Hit it to enter automation mode. We're going to work with phrasing like a DNB producer: 4 bars for a micro change, 8 bars for noticeable movement, and 16 bars for the big turnarounds. Before you draw anything, decide what the FX is doing. Is it a question and answer thing, where the dry stab asks and the wet tail answers at the bar line? Is it an energy lift that tells the listener next phrase is coming? Or is it a misdirection, one huge throw to fake a fill without adding extra notes? Now pick send a first, because delay throws are usually the star in rollers. On your stab track, choose the automation lane for sends only, send A. Here are a few shapes you can copy. For a subtle end of 4-bar push, over the last half bar of bar 4, ramp send from off up to around minus 18 dB. Then right after the phrase resets bar 5, beat 1, snap it back to off. That snapback is crucial. It's what keeps the next phrase clean. For an end of 8-bar lift, ramp send from off up to around minus 12 dB over the last bar of the 8. Then maybe add just a hint of reverb, send B from off up to around minus 20 dB over that same last bar. The delay gives you rhythm and motion. The reverb just glues it into the room. For the end of 16-bar transition, this is where you go bigger. Send A can ramp to minus 8, even minus 6 dB if your return level is controlled. Send B can ramp to around minus 14 to minus 10 dB. And a really clean trick is to do it only on the last stab hit, not the entire bar. Draw a quick spike on the final 1/8 or 1/16 notes so it feels like a deliberate throw, not a general wash. T-shirt tip here: calibrate your sends so the automation is easy to read. Turn the send up until it's clearly audible in the mix. Then back it off by 3 to 6 dB. Now you've found a useful range, like minus 24 to minus 12, where small moves actually matter. If you don't do this, you'll draw automation for 10 minutes and wonder why nothing's happening. Another workflow tip: use automation islands. Highlight just the last 1 or 2 bars of each 8 or 16 bar phrase, and only write automation there. Everything else stays flat and consistent. This keeps your groove stable and makes edits fast later. Okay, now let's make the delay return feel like dub. This is where it gets fun, but also where it can explode if you're careless. Go to return A, echo, and automate feedback. Keep it normal around 25 to 35%. Then, at the phrase end, push it up briefly 45 to 60% for maybe 1 beat or half a bar, then drop it back quickly. The length of time matters more than the exact value. Short rides feel intentional. Long rides feel like you lost control. And while you're there, automate filter cutoff either in Echo's filter or your auto filter after it. Closing it down during heady sections keeps things dark and tucked. Opening it slightly on transitions lifts the energy without adding new instruments. Safety move: put a limiter at the end of return A, ceiling at minus 0.5 dB. If feedback gets spicy, the limiter keeps your master from getting clipped by a surprise delay scream. Now let's glue the whole thing into the drums, because DNB demands clarity. On return A, add a compressor and sidechain it from your drum bus or your snare track. Ratio around 3:1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 80 to 200 milliseconds. You're aiming for maybe 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on snare hits. That way, the delay tail ducks out of the way when the snare smacks, then rises back up between hits. Massive atmosphere, clean punch. Do the same on return B, usually lighter. You want the reverb to breathe with the drums, not sit on top of them like a blanket. Now a few advanced variations you can try once the basics are working. First, pre-throw versus post-throw. Pre-throw means the send rises slightly before the stab hits, so the space grabs immediately. Post-throw means you let the transient stay dry and punchy, then the send rises just after, so the tail blooms behind it. In practice, This can be as tiny as a few milliseconds, or as musical as a 1/64 to 1/32 note offset. The emotional difference is real. Pre-throw feels more like a splash. Post-throw feels cleaner and more controlled. Second, the throw catcher trick. When you do a big send spike, you can dip the dry stab slightly at the same moment, like 1 to 3 dB down, with utility, gain, or track volume, so the throw is the star, not the dry hit stacking on top. It's subtle, but it makes throw sound expensive. Third, if your stabs are MIDI, you can humanize throws with velocity to send. Use expression control, map velocity to send with a small range, like off up to around minus 18 dB. Now louder hits naturally throw into the delay without you drawing extra automation everywhere. Fourth, micro duck the return keyed by the stab itself. Sidechain the delay return compressor from the stab track. Very fast attack, short release. The stab stays clean, and the tail blooms after it. This can be incredible in dense rollers where the drums are already busy. Now arrangement ideas, because this technique really shines over 16 to 32 bars. Try this structure. Rs 1 to 8 of the drop. Minimal sends, mostly dry stabs. Establish the groove and wait. Bars 9 to 16. Introduce a small send arise every 4 bars, so the listener starts to learn the pattern. Bar 16. Big throw send A up, a touch of send B, maybe a feedback bump. Second 16. Either change the stab rhythm or keep the same rhythm but change the send curve so it feels like progression. Then before a breakdown or before the next section, exaggerate sends, and then hard cut them right before the next downbeat for impact. And remember a powerful arranging principle. Subtraction makes throws feel bigger. In the last bar before a major throw, remove a tiny element, one hat layer, a small percussion tick, a ghost note. Suddenly the same amount of delay feels twice as dramatic, because the mix made room for it. Quick list of common mistakes to avoid. If you leave sends up constantly, your groove gets washed out and feels far away. If there's too much low end in your returns, you'll fight the sub and kick high pass those returns. If you automate delay and reverb heavily at the same time, you lose definition. Pick one lead FX per phrase. If you ride feedback too long, you'll get runaway chaos. Keep it short and use a limiter. This IO version is shortened for playback.